الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، today is the 11th of Ramadan of the Hijra year of 1447, corresponding to the 28th of February, the year 226. February is okay. This February is going to be 29. It's a leap year.
No.
Okay. It's not a leap year. True. Today we are doing the 17th session, inshallah, of our Dars of Tafsir. We stopped. Starting with the verse 35. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ. نعم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه. وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه، إنه هو التواب الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا، فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
نعم. الله تبارك وتعالى says in these verses, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَم, and we said, O Adam, أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ, dwell you and your wife in al-Jannah, the garden. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدَا, and eat as much as you will eat of all the beautiful things therein. حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, as that is when and where you like. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, but do not come near to this tree. فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, otherwise, or you will turn into transgressors. فَأَذَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا, then Satan made them sleep on her away from the garden. فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ, so he took them, took them out of what they were in it of felicity and happiness. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا, and we said, come down. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ, a party of you, that is, you will be enmities, as enemies between yourselves. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ, and you have a dwelling place in the earth. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ, an enjoyment that is limited in time on earth, with as a means, mata'un, your means of livelihood in it, ila heen, for a time. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ, Adam then learned some words from his Lord, Fataba Ali, so he accepted his repentance. Innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. He is the one who is always, who is oft returning to his slaves, full of mercy. Okay, thank you. قلنا هبطوا منها جميعا. Then we said, go you down, all of you. That is Adam and his progeny, and Satan and his progeny. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى. And if guidance comes to you from me, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. Whoever follows my guidance, there shall be no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And those who reject belief and belie our signs, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Such are the dwellers of hellfire, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. In it they will abide forever. So after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has asked the angels to prostrate before Adam, and they all did with the exception of Iblis, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he made Adam to dwell in paradise, in Al-Jannah. This is you know, when Allah says a thing, that is what it becomes. So Allah says to Adam and his wife, وَزَوْجُكَ هِيَ حَوَّاء. She is Hawa. خَلَقَهَا اللَّهُ مِنْ ضِعْي آدَم. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Hawa from the lower ribs of Adam. From the lower rib of Adam, as mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran indicated it, but it did not say it specifically. He said, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. O you people, fear Allah, who created you from a single soul, and created from that soul its partner, that is the wife. وَيُقَالُ زَوْجَ وَزَوْج. هُنَا أَفْصَح. It is, you can also say زَوْجَ or زَوْجَتُ. You can say زَوْجَتُ in Arabic or زَوْج. But normally in it came in the Quran as زَوْج. Because زَوْج is applicable to both husband and wife. It's applicable to both husband and wife. So this shows equality between husband and wife, and equality in the sense that they are they are one of another. They are one of another. He said, لا أضيء عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض. بعضكم من بعض. One of you is a fashion, but that is, you are all the same, responsible towards God, responsible to God. That's why we always say Aisha Zawjun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't say Zawjatun Nabi, we say Zawjun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as you will say you call the husband Zawj also, Zawju Aisha. So she's also Zawju Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah says, وَزَوْجُكَ, and your wife. Al-Jannah, here Jannatul Khuld. It is the Garden of Eden. It's called Eden Al-Khuld. That is Garden of Permanence. Once entered, you will never come out, except by the decree of Allah, like here in the case of Adam. عند الجماعة وعند أهل السنة. According to a group of scholars, and also according to the people of the Sunnah. khilafan liman qala hiya dhayruha, contrary to those who say no, it is not the final garden that is that will be the eternal dwelling place. There are some people who say that the Jannah is here in this world, and in specifying where it is, they are in differences. But definitely, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if you want to ask Allah, ask him al-Firdaws al-A'la, the uppermost paradise. Wa fawqaha arshur rahman. Above it is the throne of Ar-Rahman. So it is clear it is up in the sky. It is up in the sky. It is not of this world. It's not of this world. And also, because Allah mentions, go you down. So it is up, and he asks, he when he took Adam out, he said, descend, go down. The original meaning of al-Jannah is from jinn, which is covering. The jinn are called jinn because they are covered. Al-Jannah is called Jannah because of the way the trees and the plantation inside a garden, the way it covers the garden so that you don't even see sunlight sometimes, because it's so cool and so dark inside the paradise. You know, a kind of have you ever been to there is on the road from Sokoto to Safi, there is an area where the trees, they cross one another. They make like a canopy. A very beautiful sight. So that is, you know, we always say that the other time we were talking about ishtiqaq, that is driving, understanding root words. And we are saying that Arabic is full of ishtiqaq. You know, the words of Arabic, they connote a meaning. As you remember, we said intellect al-aql, from the knot that you tie. So even Jannah is from it's from jinn, the covering. It is covered. When and then Allah says, "Wala taqraba, la taqraba an-nahy an al-qurb yaktabi an-nahy an al-yaktabi an-nahy an al-akl bi tariq al-awla." The command of Allah is, do not approach, do not come near. And the command that do not come near means do not eat. It is even more, I mean, bi tariq al-awla. If Allah says do not come near it, that is even to eat from it is even more serious. Because you are called, don't go even near it. وَقِيلَ وَإِنَّمَا نُهِيَ أَنِ الْقُرْبِ سَدًّا لِلذَّرِيعَةِ فَهَذَا أَصْلٌ فِي سَدِّ الذَّرَائِعِ. The command of Allah to say, when he says do not come near it, it is to block the path that will take you to the impermissible. Because if you are prohibited from coming near it, the essence is don't eat it. But if you don't even approach it, it means you will definitely not even eat it. So this is a fundamental rule of the principle of Saddu Dara'i, that is blocking the means to the committing of impermissible act. An act itself may be permissible, but then it will be made impermissible because it will lead to an impermissibility. Not in itself is an impermissibility. So the means to committing an evil act is also prohibited, because means they end to the end, they take you to the end. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهِ. Do not curse those that they are worshipping besides Allah. Do not curse them, otherwise they will curse Allah. So cursing the idols and abusing the idols and saying bad things about the idols, there is nothing wrong with that. But because it will lead them to also say the same regarding Allah and desecrate the name of Allah, we were prohibited from doing that. So this is a principle in the Sharia, and Imam Malik uses it a lot. He uses it a lot. When there is an action, in itself it is permissible, but it will lead to impermissible acts, the scholars, they will say this is not permissible, because it will block it will block the means to committing the impermissible act. So this is a principle that has that this ayah is an evidence for it. Ash-shajara, the tree, do not come near this tree. Ila hiya shajaratul inab. It was said that it is the the grape tree, the tree of that bears grapes, al inab. Waqila shajaratul teen. And they said it's also the teen, the fig tree. You know a teen, Ipo? The fig. It comes dry and fresh. The dried is more common. Jibreel, have you seen it? Fig. No, the fig fruit. It's not like roman. Mashallah. Okay. I always buy it from Wellcare and the Lebanese shops. They always bring it, the dried one, because it's very common in Syria, in Lebanon, Jordan, Syria. Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, yes, exactly. The blessed Al-Ard al-Mubarakah. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. وقيل الحنطة, it was said it's wheat. وذلك مفتقر إلى نقل صحيح. All these, it is in need of an authentic narration. So it is just, you know, the mufassirun, they are trying to give their own opinion, but we cannot say for sure what it is, what type of tree it was, because we need an authentic narration, either from the Quran, and it's not in the Quran, or from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not in the Hadith. So that is why the Quran, wal-lafzu mubham, in the Quran it was mentioned as something that is not specified. It is a tree. What type of tree it is? Allahu a'lam. Which shows that there is no importance attached to knowing what type of tree it is. You know, it will please people who are growing grape tree to say that it is the grape tree. And it will please people who are growing the fig tree. And it will also please the wheat farmers if it is wheat. So everybody will say, I my own, it is the shajara of Jannah. Because a shajar in Arabic is anything that sprouts up. Anything with a stalk. Anything with a stalk. So they will, it is not like it is not like the one that is that you can always pluck from the fruit and it is there. But in Arabic, it is arm, it is general. They call even the stalk of wheat as shajara. فَتَكُونَ أَطْفٌ عَلَى تَقْرَبَ أَوْ نُصِبَ بِإِذْمَارِ أَنْ بَعَدَ الْفَاء فِي جَوَابِ النَّحِي. This is Arabic grammar. That is, if you do that, you will become. It didn't say fatakunani, because it is also connected to la taqraba, do not come, and you will otherwise you will be among the transgressors. Fa azallahuma muta'addin min azall al-qadam. It is from the sleeping of the feet. Wa azalahuma bil alif min az-zawal. When you said wa azala, that is he turned them away, just like you have zawal, that is the sun turning to the west from when it has reached its peak. anha ad-damir ala al-jannah, that is, he slipped them away from it. The it here, the pronoun, it applies to the garden. Aw ala shajara, or it will connote the tree, that is, he slipped them away from the tree. Fatakun an sabadiya ala hadha, so that it will be like he caused them to slip on account of it, on account of the tree, or he caused them to slip away from paradise. If you say aha, the pronoun applies to the garden, so he caused them to slip away from the garden. But if you say fa'azallahuma anha, the pronoun is referring to the tree, so he caused them to slip on account of it. You see the difference? But all it is Arabic is the Quran, because of its eloquence, is so rich in meaning, and both will apply. The Satan, he was the cause, you know, of slipping them away, of causing them to slip from the paradise, and he was the cause, but he was the cause on account of them eating from the tree. So eating from the tree was the cause of their being slipped away from paradise. You believe Satan? Because it was only mentioned that قُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. We said, O Adam, dwell you, that is, enter you and your wife into the garden. But it was not mentioned that Iblis was asked to enter into the garden. That is your question. That is, how was he able to reach to them while they were in paradise? It was not mentioned that he was commanded to enter, but it will mean, because he was with the angels, and the angels dwell in the heavens, so being with the angels, he had access also. And also the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said وَقُلْ نَحْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ, we said, come you down, that is, descend, go down. The verb here, that the nouns of the what is being referred to is Adam and Hawa, because it's in the plural. So it is Adam, Hawa, and Iblis. These are the least plural. In Surah Taha, it said, "Qul nahbita minha jami'a, ba'dukum li ba'din adu." فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى قلنا اهبطا, go you down, both of you. So there in Surah Taha, the reference was to Adam and Hawa, but here it was mentioned in the plural, so which means including Iblis. So Iblis, even though he was not mentioned, go and dwell in paradise, because if that command was mentioned, then he doesn't deserve to be wakana min al-kafirin. He has been made despised, he disobeyed Allah, and then it will be mentioned that he was given that honor of saying go and dwell in paradise. No, he had access to it, but then on account of what happened, he was denied access to it. He said go down. So we understand that he was also in the garden. He had access to the garden because of ihbitu. You understand? Because of the command that was addressed to the plural. Fa'ida. Naam. To do the prostration. Yeah, he was still in paradise. He had access to it. This is what we learned from Ihbitu. Because the command for Adam to go into paradise No, it came after the prostration. So where were the angels asked to prostrate before Adam? Where did this happen? Now, it was before Adam was in the paradise, or when he was also in the paradise. Where did the command come?
There's no specification.
Now? Yeah. So I'm saying that in which place did Allah create Adam? Which name? Wa allama Adam al asma. Hey, where did this thing happen? In the surface? In the sky? Or what? In Jannah? Alaykum as-salam.
When Allah created Adam,
Yes, that is it. And that was what I said. I said he still had, despite his disobedience, he still had access to the Jannah.
Whatever in Surah Al-A'raf.
فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فخرج إنك من الصاغرين. That is very clear. That is very clear. That is very clear. He said,
when he ordered, that is why he asked, when he was expelled.
He was expelled. I think that it is very clear in Surah Al-A'raf. With قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ
طِينٍ
قَالَ فَاهْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَنْ تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. That is, descend, go out from it, go down away from it. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ قَالَ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُكَ. But this one, قَالَ فَحْبِطْ مِنْهَا. The pronoun is referring to what?
Shaytan.
لا, but مِنْهَا, from it, go down from it. I Jannah was not mentioned. Jannah was not mentioned. Jannah was not mentioned. Ahad is dhihni, where is it dhihin? There is no dhihin. قَالَ فَحْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا أي مِنَ الْمَلَئِ الْأَعْلَى, from the high assembly, from the top assembly. Al-Mala'ul A'la, Allah and those who are near to Allah, the angels that are near to Allah. That is the meaning of فَحْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. نعم.
Oh.
Naam.
Because of the circumstance. In a particular circumstance, there is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to focus on. And then the same story will be told in different forms.
Naam.
In another circumstance.
Naam.
Or it is a matter of empathy. But
to one caveat to what you said, Ambassador, everything happened in paradise? No. If everything happened in paradise, it means even the creation of Adam happened in paradise. Even the prostration that the angels were commanded to prostrate before Adam, it happened in paradise. And if that was the case, the commander said, O Adam, dwell, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. That command will not have come. Uskun, that is dwell, leave.
Okay, so leave. Dwell can apply to someone already in
the house. What did it say in Surah Al-A'raf? ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا من حيث شئتما. But it is true, it is possible that he was already there, so it is like a permission for him to continue living. But then it will mean that all the angels are also in paradise, because if the creation and the prostration was in paradise, it means even the angels were there in paradise. And we will need enough to show that the angels are dwellers of paradise at that time. So that is why the statement that says it,
well, maybe they were summoned for the specific aspect.
No, but why? But it is also possible that all this happened in the high assembly, al-mala'ul a'la. And here it is mentioned in the Quran, ما كان لي من علم بالملإ الأعلى إذ يختصمون. I have no knowledge of what is happening in the highest assembly. So all this happened in the highest assembly, and that was why Shaytan, he joined together in receiving the command to prostrate before Adam, because he was also in the high assembly. He was not of the angels. But because of his dwelling in the highest assembly, he was asked to also prostrate. So this will make sense to say that it was after that that Allah says to Adam, dwell in paradise. Because if he says either verse will be uskun, it's better, because to say udhul al-jannah, enter paradise, it will mean that he's just entering it like just to go in and come out. But the command was to go and dwell. And for you to dwell, for him to dwell, for the command to be dwell in paradise, live in paradise, it will mean enter it and live in it. So before that, he was not in paradise. Amma, this one, do you agree?
I want to address my condition. You mentioned that
That is the Al-A'la, the Farad, the Firdaus. Al-Mala'ul A'la is somewhere else. Because Al-Jannah is in stages. But Al-Mala'ul A'la, we don't say, for instance, all the angels are in Jannah, but they are in Al-Mala'ul A'la. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he did the Isra, he met the prophets. The prophets were not in Jannah. They were in different grades of the heavens. And up to the time he reached the Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is not in paradise. It's not in Al-Jannah. It doesn't say all that is above in the Mala'ul A'la is Jannah. Jannah is something else, and Mala'ul A'la is something else. This is my understanding, because the otherwise you will say that Adam was actually created inside paradise. Actually, where Adam was created, Allahu A'lam. But we know he was created from the earth. And in the hadith, it was said that Jibril was sent to go and bring portions of the earth, and Adam was created that. So, where Adam was created and where he was told where Adam was created, Allahu A'lam, but where the angels were asked to prostrate before him, it was at the highest stage, at the Mala'ul A'la. Sa'ida, ikhtalafu fi akli Adam min ash-shajara. The scholars are in differences regarding the eating of the forbidden tree by Adam. Fal adhhar annahu kana ala wajhin nisyan. What is apparent is that it is from forgetfulness. Biqawlihi ta'ala fanasiya wa lam najid lahu azma. He forgot and we did not find him resolute. We did not find resoluteness with him, al-azm. Waqil sukira min khamri al-jannah fahina idhin akala minha. Some scholars, they said that he became intoxicated from the wine of paradise, and it was then that he ate from it. Wahada batil. This is completely wrong, and this is an error. لأن خمر الجنة لا تسكر, because the wine of paradise it does not intoxicate. لا غول فيها لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون. نعم لأن نعم وقيل أكل عمدا. Some scholars, they said he ate it deliberately. وهي معصية صغرى, but it is a minor sin. وهذا من عند من أجاز على الأنبياء الصغائر. This is those who say that it is permissible for prophets of Allah to commit minor sins. There are some scholars who have that opinion, but the opinion of the Ahlul Sunnah is that the opinion of the Asha'ira from the Ahlul Sunnah is that the prophets are protected. The prophets have got isma. They are free. They are protected from committing minor and major sins. But the Ahlul Hadith from the Ahlul Sunnah, they say that they are protected from committing major sins only, but major sins are permissible for the, minor sins are permissible for the prophets. وقيل تأول آدم أن النهي كان عن شجرة معينة فأكل من غيرها من جنسها. Some they say that no, actually Adam alayhi salam, he made an interpretation that the prohibition was against eating from a peculiar tree. فَأَكَلَ مِنْ غَيْرِهَا مِنْ جِنْسِهَا. Then he ate from other than that tree, but from the same class, from the same type. وَقِيلَ لَمَّا حَلَفَ لَهُ إِبْلِيسُ صَدَّقَهُ. It was said that it was because Iblis swore, he made an oath to him that he was telling him the truth, that was so he believed him. لأنه ظن أنه لا يحلف أحد كذبا. Because Adam thought that nobody will swear with the name of God with a false oath for something that is false. So, but the first opinion is what is obvious. That is, he forgot. He forgot. And on account the oath of Iblis, it is what caused him to forget that he was prohibited from that. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. Ayah, the Quran is very clear that Iblis he misled them by his devilish plots. He forgot the prohibition. How did he forget the prohibition? From the whispering of Shaitan. That if Shaitan, he swore to them, so they believed what he was saying about his knowledge of paradise, and he said هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى. Shall I not show you the tree of eternity and a kingdom that will not come to an end? فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. So he deluded them. So he misled them by deluding them. Delusion. That is غُرُور. It was the word I was looking for. Naam. For waswasa. Yes, he had access to their inner thoughts. Because this was what Allah gave him. He had access to what was going on in their mind. And he فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُرِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. So actually it was a combination. There was forgetfulness, and then there was delusion. There was temptation towards permanence and eternity. اهبطوا خطاب لآدم وزوجه وإبليس. You see? So this is a command to Adam, his wife, and Iblis. So Iblis was also there. بدليل بعضكم لبعض عدو. Part of you will be enemies of a party of you will be enemies of the others. ولكم في الأرض مستقر. مستقر موضع استقرار, a place of dwelling, a dwelling place. وهو في مدة الحياة, that is during the lifetime. وقيل في بطن الأرض بعد الموت. And it was said that what is meant by al mustaqar is to be inside the earth after death. Because that is mustaqar, that is the permanent dwelling place. But both apply. قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون. You will live in it and you will die in it, and from it you will come out. That is all the meaning of al-mustaqar. ومتاع إلى حين, أي ما يتمتع به, what you will live on. إلى حين, to a specified time, أي إلى الموت, to the time of death. فتلقى, he learned, the meaning of تلقي, أخذ, that is he took from Allah. وقيل على قراءة الجماعة, no, this one we have to check, there is definitely an وقيل وقبل على قراءة الجماعة, أخذ وقبل على قراءة الجماعة. والله this our, your excellency, is this our edition is very bad. Yes, you have the PDF. وقبل على قراءة الجماعة, معنى أخذ وقبل, that is he took and accepted. على قراءة الجماعة, based on the style, based on the recitation of the majority of the reciters of the Quran. وقراء ابن كثير بنصب آدم ورفع كلمات فتلقى آدم كلمات, that is words reached Adam. But here in the قراءة الجماعة, Adam took and learned some words from his Lord. But Ibn Kathir, he said, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمَ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٌ. So some words reached Adam from his Lord. You understand the difference in the translation from the two types of qira'ah. But it is all in meaning, they are all the same. Is it Adam who took the words, or the words reached Adam? The words do not have, they do not have feet for them to move. فتلقى على هذا من اللقاء, is from meeting, that is words met Adam. كلمات, these words that Adam learned from Allah تبارك وتعالى, هي قوله تعالى ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among those who are the losers. In Surah Al-A'raf. بِدَلِيلِ وُرُودِهَا فِي الْأَعْرَابِ. Because it came in Surah Al-A'raf. وَقِيلَ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ. And some scholars, they mention different words, other words. Among them is what was narrated by in the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, where he said the hadith that when Adam committed the eating from the forbidden tree, he saw written in the throne of Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Allahumma bihaqqi Muhammadin antabsirni. Allah, I ask you by the position or by Muhammad that you forgive me. And they say this is the basis for doing tawassul. But the hadith is batil. The hadith is batil. It's not authentic at all. It's not just a weak hadith. It is hadith munkar. It is not at all authentic. It is of the Abdurrahman ibn Zayd ibn Aslam. He is a very unreliable narrator of hadith. And he reported that hadith. And nobody, no other person reported that hadith. So something like this cannot escape non-hadith narrators. And only someone who is unreliable will report it. So when the scholars of hadith, when they find a hadith like that there is no any authentic narration, no any authentic narrator of hadith mentions it, and then only someone who is unreliable mentions it, so the hadith joins together two faults. One fault, at-tafarrud. And the second fault, unreliability. He became alone in saying it. That itself is a serious sign of weakness. Because the moment knowledge becomes hidden and it is only known through only one person, then it is definitely, that is an indication that this is wrong. Then coupled with that, there is the unreliability. So that is why a hadith like that, according to the scholars of hadith, is called munkar. Munkar, that is an error, an obvious error, a manifest error. So this hadith, even though it is in the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, and Zahabi, when he mentioned the hadith, he said it is hadith munkar. So there is no basis for you to say, Allah, I ask you by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't do that. But you say, Allah, I ask you by my belief in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or by my prayer on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or by my love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say that. Because لا يقسم على الله بغير الله. Because saying that, Allah, by this, you do this to me, it's a kind of oath. And you only take oath with Allah, His names and His attributes. اهبطوا كرر لينات به ما بعده. This was repeated again. The first one, he says, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا, then we said, go you down, all of you. وَيُحْتَمَلْ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَحَدُ الْحُبُوطَيْنِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْآخَرْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Or it may mean, you see, this is very clear now. It will say maybe the two descent. The first one is one of them is from the heavens, and the other one from paradise. So you see, there is Malaul Ala, there is Al Jannah. It has become clear. Abdullah, you accept now? وَأَنْ يَكُونَ هَذَا الثَّانِي لِذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمَ. So it may be this second one, it is referring to the progeny of Adam, the children of Adam. لِقَوْلِهِ فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ. And if a guidance comes to you from my Lord, إِنْ شَرْطِيَّ وَمَا زَائِدَ لِلْتَأْكِيدِ. This is what do you call jumla to shart? The problem is we go into English Arabic grammar and translating Arabic grammar into English is not easy. Yes. والهدى هنا يراد به كتاب الله ورسالته. What is meant by فإما يأتي أنكم مني هدى, when guidance comes to you from me, what is meant here is the book of Allah and the message of Allah, the risala of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فمن تبع, this is a shart, this is a conditional statement. وهو جواب الشرط الأول, and it is the answer to the initial condition. وقيل فلا خوف جواب الشرطين. So فلا خوف, it is the answer to the two conditions. That is, if guidance comes to you from me, then whoever follows the guidance, فلا خوف عليهم. So the فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there is no fear on them, nor shall they be grieved. It is the reply, the response to the two conditions. If guidance comes to you, and if you follow the guidance. So it is a combination of the two. And that is why, if guidance does not come to a person, and he is not held responsible for not following the guidance. وما كان الله ليضل قوما بعد إذ هداهم حتى يبين لهم ما يتقون. Allah will not mislead a people after guiding them until he shows them what they will guard against. If there is no bayan, if there is no guidance, if there is no revelation, there is no punishment. وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا. We do not inflict punishment until we send a messenger. So the people who grow up in a place that is remote and they don't know anything of the guidance of Allah, they will not be condemned, because Allah is just. Without showing people what they are supposed to guard against, He will not punish them. So we will stop here. From Tashia Bani Israel. As from today, inshallah, we will do our English tafsir every day, inshallah. From now till the 20th, inshallah. Last 10 days, no. Except Friday. So tomorrow, inshallah, will come. Inshallah. Yeah, it is our responsibility. لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَقْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was said, لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَقْ. So that I will warn you with the Quran and warn all those to whom the Quran reaches. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Balighu anni walau ayah." Relate from me, that is, convey from me, even if it is a single verse. So it is our responsibility. It's fard kifaya. It's on the whole ummah. If we don't do, then the whole ummah, we are at fault. And if some people do it, they take the burden off the ummah. And that is why, you know, people are doing their best now. Mm-hmm. It's very, but it's possible you find people who have not heard of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You find them.
There's a remote island near India that has not been touched by modern people.
Even here in Kano you have people who. Have not had any contact with civilization. In Kano said, "Man, what is it? Man, I'm like." Katambayi was ask the people who go for preaching. Are you sure they have radio? Have you seen them? Have your radios?
Yes, yes, we have. You need to enter more music.
If they have radio, they have contact with civilization then. But it doesn't mean that if they have radio, they will understand that they will understand the message of Islam. Maybe they will, whenever they hear wa'azi or the Quran being recited, they will say this is something else. They will just go. All they want is to music. Well, that's all they know from radio. Anyway, this is their principle. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. Allah says we will not punish a people until we send to them a messenger. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Mune wa ambasada addu'a Allah madaukakin sarki ya kasance tare da shi da yi tafiya a wajen wannan aiki nasa. Allah ya kasance tare da shi, Allah ya ba shi nasara, Allah ya tsare shi da tsarinsa, ya kare shi da kariyarsa, ya ba shi taufiki ya zuwa ga dukkan abin da yake so, yake yarda da shi. Allah ya kai shi lafiya, ka dawo da shi lafiya, ka zama da shi lafiya a can ya rabbal alamin. Allah mu kuma Allah ka karbi wannan ibada tamu gabaki daya, Allah ka karbi ibadan nan tamu gabaki daya, Allah ka bamu wannan kasa tamu alkhairi da zaman lafiya. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.